thankful for that. Sing to me a few verses of scripture. On her mind, on her heart this morning, I've been much in prayer in Hebrews in the 12th chapter. We're going to leave a few verses of God's Word with you this morning. Speak just as God would lead. In the 12th chapter of Hebrews, therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. For ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? So that reads seven verses in your hearing. And truly, today I'm glad and thankful for that today. I'm glad to know and to realize, as the brother was talking about, my friend, and I have you, the 11th chapter there of Hebrews, it tells us, my friend, about the great cloud of witnesses that he spoke about here, that he was speaking about, my friend, today. But the thought that seemed to be upon her mind, I was looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, my friend, today I'm glad and thankful for that today. I believe I hear the word of God saying over there in one place. He said in the volume of the book, I come. And my friend, today he said, the author and finisher of our faith. That's the reason that we're met here this morning. Paul said over there, he said, if Christ had not risen from the dead, then our preaching would have been in vain, and all would have been in vain. There wouldn't have been any need for you and I together here this morning. But I'm here to tell you one that started something, my friend, when he lay yonder in the bed, in the crib, or in the manger there in the town of Bethlehem. My friend, he didn't quit middle wage. He didn't quit when he went down there to Galilee's dusty shore. No, my friend, he didn't quit when they mocked him, when they spit upon him, when they tried to take him there, my friend, but he passed out of the midst, my friend, he didn't say the ways are getting too hard, my friend, whenever they begin to rail him, when they, my friend, begin to turn him aside, begin to, my friend, to speak evil of him. No, bless you. But he walked this way, my friend. And he said, in the volume of the book I come, I want more, my friend, to fulfill the word of God, to fulfill the promises and the old prophets had looked down through the corridor of time and saw that little baby. And I believe, Jacob or Isaac, or Israel there, and I friend, when it come about time for him to part out of this life, he come there to Judah. And he said, blessed art thou, Judah. And he said, for the scepter I shall have the part from between thy feet until a shadow has come. My friend, and said the wine would flow red out of thee. My friend, today you sure as I stand before you. Yes, the old prophets of old said over there, I said, my friend, would come, that he'd grow up as a tender plant, and said he'd have no beauty, no comeliness that we might desire him. My friend, today, I said, to whom is Lord, the Lord revealed, and who will declare his gospel, or who will declare his generation. Today I'll declare unto you, he declared it himself. As sure as I stand before you, today he fulfilled every bit of the prophecy that was prophesied of him. He was the finisher of this thing. He was the beginning of it. He was the author of it. Today I can see, it started many years back there, even in the garden, back there from Adam and Eve, protecting there, of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil, there, and that was the only one that they couldn't eat of. That was the only tree. God said, you can eat of all except a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. My friend, Eve took a laugh and right then and gave to Adam. My friend, right then, the blood, my friend, had to be full of shed then. My friend, it wasn't long till God began to walk down. My friend, they sewed fig leaves together to hide themselves. But my friend, that wasn't sufficient. God killed the animals and he made skin from them. The blood began to flow. Right there, that was the beginning of it. My friend, today, but I believe in the tone for that sin. And this, my friend, and it come on down through time as over to God said, how there I come in the volume of the book. My friend, I don't care where you go, and the blessed Lord of God, my friend, you'll find Jesus Christ. I am a figure of him, as sure as I stand before you, because my friend, today, the word of God said, oh, I doubly was John said, and I saw as a lamb that was slain, my friend, the children of Israel was bound there in Egypt, my friend, and they were bound there in trouble and heartache. My friend, the persecution was getting heavy on them. My friend, down there in Egypt, and a proper child was born down there, my friend, called Moses, as sure as I stand before you. My friend, Moses, I believe Moses knew that someday he'd lead them children out. For one day when he was about 40 years old, I believe, he went out there. My friend, and he looked upon the persecution. Now, my friend, it was getting pretty heavy. When Moses was born, they'd already, the captain Pharaoh would already give the degree. I said, you kill the male babes there to the midwives. I said, you kill them. I said, don't I let them live. How they persecuted me. I was already there. As sure as I stand before you. But when he was about 40 years old, he went out there. My friend and he, I supposed that the children of Israel knew that he was a deliverer there. And he, I saw an Egyptian. And I mistreated one of the Israelites there, my friend. And they slew him there. But my friend, they turned on him. Whenever they saw the two Israelites there, and he fled. My friend, today, very sure as I stand before you, and my friend, I declare unto you, as the word of God said, my friend, how he is the author and the finisher of our faith. My friend, today, if you've got your faith in any other thing, if you're looking to your works, how you're looking at what you can do, if you're looking at what some preacher can do, if you're looking at my friend, to what my friend, your wealth will buy, my friend, how than you already this tomorrow. As sure as I stand before you, that today, because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. The word of God said, and my friend, I can see after I went into all this, I can see after God called Moses out there, and my friend, on the backside of the desert, and my friend had been there 40 years, my friend, and yet the persecution was still going on down there. My friend, God, I sent him down there and said, hey, Moses, you're going to bring my children out. My friend, I can see how Moses, after all the plagues, after all that, now Moses said, my friend, the last plague was coming. I said, the firstborn is going to die. I learned, but said, now you go out there and gather all the children of Israel, the heads of them, together there. And he said, you give them this commandment, or give them this. And he said, this is going to be the first. The first month in your year. He said, this is going to be the first month. And you take it from a lamb, one that's without spot and without blemish. The first your lamb there, and you cut it up from the 10th till the 14th day, my friend, of that month. Now, friend, today I'm glad for that today, for that lamb that was without spot and without blemish. And my friend, today, and he said, my friend, yes, I'll call. He said, if your house has not big enough to eat of all the lambs, then I'll share with you, neighbor, with the next house. There, my friend, today I'll declare unto you, my friend, today. He said, and he said, on that night, he said, I'll be ready. My friend, he said, he just ran. He said, with your shoes on, I'll be ready to go. I'll declare unto you today, my friend, if you take Jesus, my friend, today, you got to be ready to go. He's your last time of week. You stand for the Lord. That's right. My friend, today. And he said, now don't hate it. I'm sodden. But I hate roasted. My friend, today, I'll declare unto you, my friend, today, there's too many eating, my friend, things are sodden today. I sure as I stand before you, but the fire, it'll burn out all the grass. That was the only way they could eat it. My friend, I was sodden. I was roasted there, my friend. I want nothing. I ain't it there. But the pure, word of God, the pure, my friend, I meet the Lamb, today, but, my friend, today, and he said, if there's any left, I said, my friend, at daylight, I said, burn it, I don't let it have any left until the next morning. My friend, today, I'll declare unto you, whenever Jesus Christ hung on Calvary's cross, he said, it's finished.
there was nothing left that man could do. As I stand before you, there was nothing left that could be added to it or nothing that can be cut from it. As sure as I stand before you, it is finished. I found the plan of salvation for mankind, and there's no other way. No other game given in heaven whereby a man can be saved. And that's the reason we're met here today. My friend, I had to look to Jesus Christ, the Lamb, and the finisher of our faith. My friend, if that man over there had always was the only thing that would have been slain, my friend, if that was what we were still looking to today, well then, we'd have a great work to do here. My friend, we'd have to bring the lamb, and we'd have to do many things. I'd make the sacrifices, my friend, kill the beast and all like that. But no, God bless you, my friend, on that morning, there, my friend, it was how this son, how this one, brother Lundy was talking about, my friend, how that Mr. stood there in Pilate's hall, there, been up all night, my friend, and my friend, and he went down there in the garden, and all the sorrow had fell upon him down there, my friend, as the word of God said, how the sin of the whole world had come upon him down there in the garden, my friend, and he prayed his until his sweat became his great drops of blood, my friend, and agonizing with God. How did he sit over there, and my friend, he began to pray and said, Father, if it be thy will, so let this cup pass from me. But just shortly before that, I can hear him saying, he said, for this hour came I into the world, my friend, today. So I can see, my friend, as he went there in Pilate's hall, as they mocked him, as they spit upon him, as they done all that, my friend, today, yet, as one of the old prophets of old said on there, I said he was as a lamb led dumb before his shears, and yet he opened not his mouth, and fulfilling the volume of the book, my friend, today. Yes, I said they cast lots for his garment, my friend, there, and the word of God said they placed a purple robe upon him, my friend, today, but I can see, my friend, that in all these he was more than conqueror. Yes, as the word of God said, I endured such a great contradiction, my friend, there, against sinners, yes, the ungodly man, I've done it, but my friend, I just say, oh, if I'd have been there, I wouldn't have done that, my friend, I'll declare unto you your sins, my sins took him there, my friend, today, we had a part in that crucifixion, and as sure as I stand before you, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, my friend, because his blood had to be shed to remit your sin. My friend, he's the author, he's the finisher of it. Today, so I can see, my friend, as he went there on Calvary's cross, my friend, after all the heartache, the trouble, my friend, and after he hung there, my friend, and all, my friend, I mocked him and done all this. My friend, I said it's finished. There he yielded up the ghost, the plan of salvation. There is the word of God. What was finished, my friend, was finished. The sacrifice, the atonement for sin, is sure as I stand before you. But I'm glad, my friend, that it didn't end there. No, it was finished. The sacrifice was, it didn't end better. No, as the brother said, on the third morning, my friend, he come out of the grave. There, my friend, as they went down there about daylight, my friend, to the tomb there, my friend, filling all the body. Hey, but you no wonder what the question the women did within themselves, who will roll the stone away? My friend, today I see him there, they got down there, didn't have to have somebody to roll the stone away. No, God bless you. God had already sent an angel upon yonder world, my friend, that had the prayer to roll that stone away. And sure, as I was coming before you, and he come out of that tomb, that might be the prayer fruits of them that slept, that you and I one day might have a glorified body like them under your own glorious body. So my friend, he finished this way. Then yes, the author and the finisher of our faith. My friend, and unless you've got your trust, your faith in him today, you're in vain. As Paul said over there, it all be in vain. Unless Jesus had rose, my friend, why then surely there'd been many that had died. My friend, many have passed away, but there hadn't been one that had told him that he's going to die and then be raised again. So I'm glad, I'm thankful for the way of the Lord today, for his goodness. We feel we delivered what few words God's laid on our heart this morning. And my friend, I trust this. As Jesus, he fulfilled the law. I come there, he went up to Jerusalem. He went up there to take this feast of the Passover. I show him to represent the deliverance of the children of Israel of bondage. Down there, my friend, whenever they kill that lamb, told him to take the blood of it and dip it. My friend, place the blood on the doorpost, on the sidepost, and on the door down there. And he said, when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over you. My friend, I'll pass over the destroyer. Can you enter in to that house? So, my friend, today, Jesus took that and he kept that feast of the Passover. My friend, I'm not here to keep that today. No, God bless you. Today I'm here to keep the new and the living way. My friend, I was an old way then. My friend, I passed my friend many years ago. After that, my friend, he took the cup, or he took the bread, the unleavened bread. My friend, and he said, take this and eat, for it's my body, which is broken for the world, the sins of the world. I mark the cup, which is my blood. My friend, today, yes, this is what Jesus done. My friend, for you and me. My friend, and he said, this is the cup. My friend, this is the blood that remits me. My friend, it was a type and emblem of it. The blood that was going to flow from his precious body. He sure does stand before you there on Calvary's cross. My friend, today, and after that, he took my friend, a pan and towel there. My friend, the Word of God said he poured water in the basin, laid aside his garment, and began to wash his disciples' feet. My friend, today, it's all. This is the plan that Jesus laid out here for us. He started it. My friend, today, I intend to walk in the footsteps that he laid down here for us. And one day, my ear will come. I'll be finished. So may God bless you as our prayer is. Today we trust, my friend, that you'll just walk in the footsteps of Jesus and so trust us in him today. And if it is, well, then he'll see you through. May God bless you as our prayers. We turn the service on some of the other brethren.
this morning. Really good to be here. It's a blessing to see this many people getting here. That's where all of this is.
Amen.
The place. I wouldn't attempt to try to call your name this morning, because if I did, I'd leave somebody out. We're just glad for all of this.
Amen.
Neither did we come here to make you free today, because if you're a child of a free woman, you're already free.
Amen.
We didn't come here to give you liberty today. It's the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm glad for many things that's been brought to mind this morning. No story like the story of Jesus. Only the story of Jesus. Oh, we just, in a few minutes, we're going to give a minute better mission. Even since we've been here today, there's a verse of scripture coming to mind I want to read. I don't get impatient because I ain't going to preach that kind of good thing. And if you are impatient, I pray that the Lord will give you more patience, because that's one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Over here in the book of Ezekiel, I didn't have this studied up. I didn't have it in my mind when it come, but it come to my mind since we've been here today. God has got a purpose for it. I just know. I can read some here. Just a little from the first chapter. And go to the deep. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. A great cloud from far enfolded itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the forest. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a cassia. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. They four had the face of an ox on the left side. And they four also had the face of an eagle. Now I've read enough here for, I guess, a dozen sermons, maybe more than that. But the thought that was on her mind there was in that last verse that I read. And for their likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. And if I have any understanding whatever on this scripture this morning, I feel like that these four descriptions here gives us the characteristics of a child of God. They had the face of a man. Many times down here, as we go through this life, we have to stand up like a man. We can't be as children all the time. We've got to stand up like a man. And also, they had the face of a lion. Many times, if the Bible says, be as brave as lion, harmless as dove, sometimes we have to be brave. And the only time that I can ever get brave is when I can get in the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
I could stand up here and whim around up for a half a day. And without the Spirit of the Lord, I'd never get brave. And I like that other face there, the face of an ox. My brother this morning, I don't know whether you ever had any experience in working with an old team of oxen or not, but used to be that that's all the kind of team that Dad had. And if you got a contrary oxen, they wouldn't, one side they'd work on. They had to be either in the left or the lead or on the off. Brother, that ain't the way of a Christian. I believe this morning if they're a true Christian, they're working the lead or they're working the off. They don't make any difference where they're put. They're going to be his stripe. I find, brother, sometimes them old oxen, the load gets so heavy that you see them get down on their knees and they pull on their knees. Many times in this journey of life as a child of God, you may have to get down on your knees. Now the Lord may get heavy. I thank God, brother, if you'll just get down humble with the Lord at the other end of the yoke and pull the load. Now he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But the glorious part about it this morning, I said a while ago, you can just preach right and on and on. I'm glad he saw the face of an eagle there. But one of these days, by the help and grace of God, there's been times in my life, and no doubt, in times in your life when you had to get down on your knees and help pull the load. There may have been times when you had to stand up as brave as a lion, as harmless as a dove. There's been many times, maybe when you had a brother stand up like a man. But the glorious part about it, one of these days, if you're a child of God, you're going to take the wings of the eagle and soar away home. I'm glad, brother, today that he had the wings of the eagle there. I'm glad and thankful, brother, as we heard the brother preaching about the little church down here, one of these days, the trumpet is going to sound so loud that it's going to wake up the dead. And the Bible said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, they that are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Of this I tell you, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. The same one that Brother Lundy I was preaching about, that his feet left the old Mount of Olives and they gazed till they went down to die. It's going to be a different Jesus. But the same Jesus that went away, he's a coming again in like manner. He's not a coming for the purpose he come for the first time. He come here to make the supreme sacrifice. He was the spotless lamb. All the other lambs that a little bit older was just an emblem of the coming lamb that was going to come. My brother would take away the sins of the world. But let me tell you today, dear dying friends, how he come and he accomplished what he come for. He come to die for the sins of the world. He come to redeem a lost mankind. Amen. He come to pay the wrath.